Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hey, Wash Day. Good day, and welcome to the Cloud QCamp podcast series. I'm your host, Tim Vibbert. This podcast series is being conducted by Red Eagle Services in conjunction with the eBizQ Cloud QCamp virtual conference being held April 7th. I would like to welcome my guest today, Snehal Antani, lead strategist and architect at IBM. Welcome, Snehal.
Thanks.
IBM has a vast cloud computing strategy, ranging from platforms and infrastructure to development and analytics. The IBM strategy covers both public and private clouds. Snehal, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask. First question is, what is cloud and how do we get here?
Sure. So if we look at the characteristics of a cloud, where we really think about this as the characteristics of an evolved middleware infrastructure, we want our middleware infrastructures to be responsive, where resources can be allocated on the fly to meet demands. We want our infrastructures to be resilient, where we can reduce the probability of a failure, isolate the impacts of those failures, and recover very quickly from those failures. We want to ensure that we're virtualized and maximizing system resources and lowering our overall ownership of the applications and the underlying technology. There's a level of management where there's self-service, significant levels of automation, and very much policy-driven management approaches versus the traditional point-and-click and then, you know, unautomated, decentralized levels of manageability. And then finally, a level of agility, where we're able to better align our IT capabilities with the business needs. And so if these are the characteristics that we're trying to pursue, there's a number of ways to get there. There's a whole thought or a methodology for how to get there. And if you think about cloud, right, as essentially falling under this notion of cloudonomics, where we are taking our understanding and expertise within virtualization, within standardization, and automation, and bringing those together to reduce costs and increase flexibility. And cloud really brings these three sets of topics together in a more comprehensive solution where we're able to just build better middleware infrastructure, right? And so one of the things is, you know, how do we get here? Well, we think about the previous push within data centers where what we wanted to do is help our customers take their IT services themselves, their business services, and adhere to SOA principles around decoupling, reuse, separation of concerns, clearly defined roles and responsibilities, use standards and interoperability to get different services to interact with one another. We are able to then, as a complement, take those same principles that we learned from an application perspective and start to apply them to the infrastructure, the IT infrastructure itself, where we decompose the IT infrastructure from what was a conglomerate, you know, holistic, very large, monolithic middleware solution to infrastructure and infrastructure as a service, where we've got our hardware storage and networking managed, virtualized, and served, right, as one abstraction layer, on which we've got our platform as a service layer, or the second abstraction layer, where we've got our middleware, our databases, Java runtimes with 2.0 runtimes or whatever else, virtualized, consolidated, managed, automated, policy-driven, whatever else. And then finally, the third layer, or the third level of abstraction being the applications themselves, and delivering software in an as-a-service model. So here we've got, you know, for example, collaboration or CRM or industry-specific solutions. And so we've evolved quite a bit where we went from, or when we talk about evolution, we talk about the evolution of the data center, right, to adhere to these types of principles and pursuing these types of middleware characteristics, right, responsiveness, resiliency, virtualization, manageability, and agility.
Thank you for that nice overview. Now, as far as IBM goes, what is WebSphere's cloud strategy?
Sure. So within the cloud strategy broadly for WebSphere, there are three pillars. So there's providing infrastructure for building clouds, and then providing IBM middleware services in the cloud, right, in the public cloud, the private cloud, and then providing connectivity among clouds. And what we'll focus on here is the infrastructure for building clouds. So think about a private cloud example. Think of this as customers today, what they would do is they had a collection of hardware, you know, 25 boxes dedicated to your analytics workload, 50 boxes dedicated to your transactional batch, 30 boxes for OLTP or whatever else. It was very decentralized, independent workloads, very siloed types of architectures and very siloed types of applications. And when we talk about building private clouds within the data center and thinking of this as an evolutionary thought, what we talk about is taking all of this hardware, disparate hardware within a data center, federating them into a single management domain, right, where we're able to provide some level of server consolidation, improve utilization, centralized management, And then being able to carve out, using workload management technologies in Autonomics, the different types of workloads running within this virtualized pool of hardware. So then we're able to dynamically determine how many resources should be allocated for our batch workloads or our analytics workloads or our real-time workloads or OLTP workloads based on workload priority, application priority, resource consumption, demand for a particular application, so on and so forth. And so in order to do that, a couple of things have to happen. So first, customers themselves have to evolve their data center where they move from siloed, decentralized, and dedicated world into a centralized and shared and highly efficient world. And they would pull that off pursuing things like standardization of their middleware, consolidation of their middleware, and virtualization. And then the next step thereafter is building out a private cloud or pursuing a private cloud that is responsive, resilient, and agile. And to do that, you've got to focus on automation, intelligence, and providing more intelligence into the system, focusing on scalability, and being able to hook into auto-scaling types of features, and so on and so forth. And so to talk about this in more detailed terms, there are a number of things that customers have to consider in that evolutionary path. If you think about building a private cloud, six pillars or so, the first is virtualization, automation, and cloud shaping, where customers are going to have different sets of capabilities within that pillar. And they've got to recognize that if you want to build out a private cloud, you've got to be mature in your virtualization and automation aspects of your middleware infrastructure. Then there's a systems management pillar. There is cloud enabling your applications themselves to ensure that your, for example, stateful web applications are conducive to running within the cloud, and how you manage session state becomes interesting, or for your batch applications, ensuring that those batch applications run well within the cloud. And there you talk about, you know, writing, for example, single-threaded stateless code that can be highly parallelized. You've got dynamic infrastructure, the ability to understand the demand for an application and the autonomic responses to adjusting resources to meet that demand. Security services, right? You've got to ensure that you're quite mature in your security domain of, you know, how you're doing your identity management, your single sign-on, and your security propagation. And then connectivity service, both within your data center among subsystems and across data centers or across clouds, when you talk about hybrid cloud connectivity.
How might customers take advantage of clouds? I mean, you talked about evolving data centers. Are there other advantages that customers can take, can gain from, say, maybe from a process sense?
Right. So what we should think about is customers today, there's two very clear ways to leverage cloud and technology. The first is evolving their existing middleware infrastructure, right, to pursue those characteristics I talked about before. Having a responsive middleware infrastructure, resilient infrastructure, right, virtualized infrastructure for lower costs, improved manageability so you lower your administrative costs, and agility to better align IT capabilities with the business. And customers will leverage private clouds by pursuing those characteristics, and there's a whole set of methodologies and technologies that they can pursue. One thing that customers should understand is that it's not just a product thought, right? Products will help further enable or improve the capabilities of a customer's data center. But there's also operational disciplines that they have to understand and take advantage of and change. There are application development disciplines that the customers need to understand and make changes to and adopt, as well as expertise and services and how to build the right types of middleware architectures and designs. So that's the first part, right? Evolving your middleware infrastructure. And then the second part is that there are elements of the application development lifecycle that are conducive to running within the public cloud, for example. So think of this as transient workloads. So you may do your development on your laptop, for example, and your unit testing on your laptop. But to do function testing or to pursue system testing or high scalability testing where you've got thousands of instances of your application to ensure that you've got some level of linear scalability, these are tests and elements of the app development lifecycle that require a significant amount of resources or configuration and setup. And it's perhaps not in the best interest of the customer to actually go off and build those things or dedicate resources to those capabilities themselves or keep those resources dedicated all the time. And so you've got a couple of options. The first option is to leverage a public cloud type of technology, right? The IBM Dev Test Cloud, Amazon EC2 for these types of transient workloads. So if you need to do a high scalability test of 1,000 JVMs, rather than dedicate 1,000 boxes to your application, you can create 1,000 EC2 instances. And from a WebSphere perspective, right, middleware services in the cloud as being one of the major pillars, we've got significant WebSphere support out on EC2. We just launched our IBM Test Dev Cloud, Smart Cloud, just recently. And so there's a number of things, even from the app lifecycle process, that become interesting for public clouds and cloud deployments. So I'd say for customers to immediately take advantage of the cloud, there are those two topics to consider, right? Evolving and incrementally enabling cloud functionality within the data center, and then better or streamlining the costs around application development so that they're able to move transient types of workloads out into the public cloud, for example, to reduce their time to value and, or improving the time to value and reducing costs around testing and building and bringing their apps to production.
Yeah, you mentioned disciplines and methodologies. I think those are going to be extremely critical in any sort of cloud adoption strategy. How might someone find additional information on the WebSphere cloud strategy and the overall components of IBM's offering?
Sure. So one of the easiest things to do is just search, you know, IBM cloud, two words, IBM, the word cloud, and you'll get to the broader IBM cloud offerings. And if you Google or if you search for IBM, you know, WebSphere cloud, you'll get to, there's a dedicated developer works space that has all of our material for WebSphere specific topics around cloud. So you can start there, and you should be able to drill down and find other material related to these topics.
Thanks. That concludes this session of the Cloud QCamp podcast series. I want to thank my guest, Snehal Antani, and Fiamma Ayilo. Thank you for tuning into this particular session. Be sure to tune in to our next session in the Cloud QCamp podcast series. Thank you.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.